So it's already Thursday in Islamabad. What more do you know about what Iran is expected to do?
Yeah, we've heard from their spokesman at the foreign ministry in Tehran through Wednesday saying that they were studying the U.S. proposal that came in over Sunday. They got it. They've been looking at it since then. It seemed that it was sort of perhaps going off the rails during Monday, where Project Freedom was led to that sort of spike in violence. But now they're saying, no, it's back on. And what I'm learning is, although President Trump has been very strong in some of his language today, because we understood that Epic Fury was over, finished, done with, that Project Freedom was put on pause. And then the president said, well, if Iran doesn't do what I want, then we're going to go back to bombing again. And he's had that message a couple of times and has also spoken about with PBS about the need to get Iran's highly enriched uranium, which until now has been a red line. So there's been sort of, if you will, that signaling that we've seen the hardliners in Iran sort of take positively, saying that they're calling it a retreat by ending, by pausing Project Freedom, by ending Epic Fury. They're calling that a retreat. And so that's looked favorably upon, I guess, by those hardliners.